I have to wait for the beep. Has the beep happened? I think the beep must have happened by now. Never mind.
Has the beep happened?
Has the beep happened? I think the beep's happened. Good evening, blog readers. I'm here in the beer garden at the Rochester. It's Saturday night. I'm here with... With Rouse. No, am I a ham? I don't know. I just have a certain procedure. I have a protocol. And everywhere I go, there's drama. That remark has haunted me. Like Liv said, everywhere I go, there's drama. Because that bugged the shit out of me when Jay said that to me. Like, I just don't need any more drama. Like you create the drama. It's not me. I'm not a drama queen at all. No. Anyway. I know. I might have to kill it. I think there's a Guns N' Roses song about this. I used to love it, but I had to kill it. I'll use that as my defense in court. Six. Anyway. Yeah, Chinese Democracy finally came out.
And because that came out, Dr. Pepper has to fulfill their deal. No, they said
they have to buy everyone in the US Dr. Pepper.
In this big promo. Oh, Chinese Democracy comes out. We're going to give every American a free Dr. Pepper. And they've had to fulfill this. And they've set up an entire system with, like, vouchers and stuff.
Wow. They know that they're not going to have to give everyone in the US a Dr. Pepper because most people in the US won't want one because they're horrid. It's a horrid drink.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper was released here and everyone's going, oh, finally we get Dr. Pepper.
I don't think anybody
finished the bottle.
Is it still on the market?
No, they got rid of it very fast.
Like, in a week.
Dr. Pepper lasts a week in what is it about
the
US
that... Cherry Coke as well, Cherry Coke.
Don't talk to me about Cherry Coke.
Yeah, don't mind Cherry Coke.
Just don't do it, alright?
Is it a Kilby thing?
It's not a Kilby thing. It's just a not liking Cherry Coke thing. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm so going to pour it down your nose while you sleep.
Why? Why would you do that, Russ? Why would anyone do that?
Just to see what happens. It's a science experiment. Let's go Science Works.
Here in the big garden of the Rochester with Rouse, which knows the Rouse, and my soon-to-be housemate, new housemate, Mr.
Daniel Grimsey. His middle name's Brian.
Dan. Call him Dan. Simpler that way.
Hi, World Wide Web.
He just said hello. We were just at what I'm told is called the Johnson Street Festa, which is this big Spanish, South American Spanish festival, street
they
festival.
Call it Spanish. Kind of Spanish slash South American.
Spanish slash South American festival.
Slash Indian.
Yeah, on Johnson Indian Street. Stall.
It was pretty good, man. There were all these people. There was music. There were street stalls. We ate paella.
Paella,
as it's pronounced.
It was like Mexico.
And then Rao suddenly, really surprisingly, said, let's get drunk. You know, and I went, yes, because I've been very big on getting drunk lately. I'm really rolling down the road to ruin. This is the other thing that we're talking about. If you want to live with me, you have to know I've been rolling down the road to ruin a bit. Over the last 2 months, I've been drinking very heavily. It hasn't really... I have been flaking out in all kinds of ways. I'm cruising for a letter of warning at work. 3 times this week, I've failed to show up for shifts without calling. 3 times this week, which is pretty poor, and just taking spectacular amounts of unpaid break and so on, because subconsciously I want to lose my job because I'm exhausted with the social research. But that's not a result of drinking too much. That's just a result of being generally discombobulated. But I have been drinking very heavily. And Rouse, in, I think, partial reaction to this, has sworn off drinking.
Partial.
Yeah. And she's not a big drunkard generally. She's not big on getting totally shit-faced drunk. But she suddenly jumped up from her paella and said, let's get drunk. So we went to Bimbo. But Bimbo was
epic
not...
Fail.
Epic fail. We went upstairs. Too many fake tents, not enough chairs. Just wasn't happening. So we decided to travel and we came here to the Rochester. Not particularly...
Via your sister.
Via my sister. Past my sister on Brunswick Street. She was on Brunswick Street last night. I was out with her. We ate pizza at this place. I tried to record some audio then, but it didn't work. I threw it away. That's incidental. Past my sister, we said hello. She was with Fran and various, and Kat, of course. And we passed Fitzroy's answer to Bob Dylan. This kid who I saw at the week, he was sitting on a roof. I got a picture. It was great with a bunch of other people busking from a rooftop. I waved. He waved. I took a picture. I don't know. It wasn't really busking. They were just doing it for the hell of it. They weren't in it for the money, man. It was inspiring.
It's all about the money.
He's a market analyst. I'm going to live with a market analyst. That's going to be weird. I've never lived with a market analyst before. But he's an exceptionally cool market analyst. So I like him. I think he's going to be good. Anyway, yeah, and we're here at the Rochester, in the courtyard of the Rochester. It's cold. It's not particularly aesthetically pleasing. I think that we're going to have to travel.
I think we do.
You're going to move on. You've got some other engagement.
Yeah, I got to meet Jackie at home.
Okay. But Rouse and I are going to get drunk. Yeah, I'm feeling, I don't know, I'm shat off because I had quite a good audio post planned in my head. I was going to say all this stuff, but then I ended up telling, yeah, the cursed Kilby Healy fucking Neurocam fucking the whole story.
It's the last time you'll have to tell it, don't worry.
Last time I have to tell it, well, no doubt I'll tell it again, but I've told the whole thing to Grimsey.
I think part of you likes telling it.
I do like telling it. It's a good story.
It's a good story. It's drama. It's intrigue.
Drama. Intrigue.
Hollywood.
I should do it.
Direct them to your audio.
Well, no, I mean, it's a good social lubricant because it's a great story, you know, and it would kill it to just have an audio recording. Look, I'm sick of telling a story. Listen to this audio. It will explain
That's
everything.
Awesome. I want it. You have to keep it on you. Tell the entire thing to your audio.
Hand over my phone and say, look, yeah, this is the story of my fucking...
And you can sit there and watch their reactions going...
Oh my god! And then this happened. Oh my god! Hold on. No.
I need to do it, please, for me. Anyway, do it for your girlfriend.
Oh, that old chestnut! I ain't falling for that one. Point is, I'm feeling now a bit drained and discombobulated. We've had tequila shots, so I'm a bit drunk after telling that accursed story. So you know, the audio's not as good as it could have been. But
there was something you were going to discuss with me. Which you haven't. I said, wait, keep it for the audience.
Oh, yeah. What was it that inspired you all of a sudden to jump up from your pailer and go, very uncharacteristically, let's get drunk?
Well, I felt like going to this gig and going to this party tonight wasn't going to happen, and I just feel like I need something random and something spontaneous
to
happen.
You need to stir things up and create drama, quite frankly. I don't.
Drama doesn't have to be negative.
Exactly. That's what I was about to add as a caveat. That's the thing, see? I'm a fan of drama. Life is a form of theatre. Life is drama. The absence of drama is boring. If there's no drama, you're bored, quite frankly.
Here's an example. Remember that time that we were sitting...
Unless you're doing work, I suppose.
Excuse me?
Some people live for drama, some people live for work.
Excuse me.
Anyway,
do you remember that time that we were... sitting in that car park next to, waiting for her term. Do you remember that? And we were sitting there and the whole night had been weird. And I was sitting there, it was just the two of us. I said, something has to happen tonight or I'm going to go insane.
Did anything interesting actually happen in the
end? Yes, that was the night.
That's what you get. You get what you ask for. You be careful what you wish for.
Night.
We got the white hearts. We went to Grimsey's house. It was Grimsey's birthday.
Then we all went to my house.
Then we went to your house.
And it was absolutely insane. We were fucked.
That's right. We were fucked. We were fucked.
Yes, we did.
You watched the Breakfast Club.
But it was insane because we were fucked.
We were completely fucked. You
drugs,
left.
Drugs. Sorry.
And then it was.
I was going to say
left,
we haven't.
You left, and then it was the three of us. It was the two of us and Ram watching The Grudge because Ram is sadistic like that. Until about 6 or 7 in the morning, we were absolutely fucked. It was a great night.
I don't remember particularly The Grudge. I've got only flashes of it. Flashes, very disturbing flashes. I have no memory of the plot or any content of this movie, but it was a memorable legendary night.
A situation like that where I said something has to happen tonight.
Something has to happen. Something has to happen. And it happened. That's how it works.
You did that night, yeah. Proved it.
Tonight, it could go either way.
That's
I don't know.
What I said earlier, remember?
Yeah, indeed. And I do think we need to move on because this courtyard is just not happening.
Well, then drink your beer.
Drink your beer and we shall move on. But no, yeah, you're right. Very rarely have we actually gotten drunk, just the two of us together. I was just thinking, like, the other night, a couple of weeks ago, we went to Spod. And that was a munted night. We were fucked on drugs, though. That was not drunk, so that doesn't count.
We were the only ones who were fucked on drugs. Yeah. Mm. That was a fantastic night.
Come down was not so fantastic for me, but... yeah.
I didn't have one.
No come down for Schnozzy. Sounds like a name for something. No come down
for
Schnozzy. Possibly. I'm going to make them shit because I'm on the side. I'm going to get it done. I was thinking of canning the whole project in line with the whole abortions theme of this season, but I think I have to do it. I have to do it. Just for the title alone. The next Machuka's album is called The Thing You're So Afraid Of, You Cannot Even See It, open brackets, even though it's right in front of your face, close brackets. And the sleeve of this record, which I painted up last December, and I was going to record it in a single day, but I've procrastinated the whole year over it because I've had all this drama going on, has been staring at me from my wall above my desk all year. I've got to do it. In time for your birthday. There you go.
At which point you can dedicate it to.
I'll dedicate it to you, if that's what you would like. I think that's all. We're going to get drunk.
Something's got to happen.